Okay. So, sorry about the change of venue. Hopefully, now we're going to be here both today and Thursday, so we get to stay in one place from that point of view. We are getting towards the end. So, what's happening this week is that today I'm going to talk about security, and hopefully, you have read a little bit about it, and we can try to discuss more, and I just talk about it from here, although I tend to talk a lot anyway. And then on Thursday, we talk a little bit on file structures, indexes, performance. Next week, I'm going to do a little bit on concurrency control, and then a wrap-up. But before we get started into the security part, assignment five, the TAs are working. I think I caused a delay in that I didn't kick them off starting to do and provide them the information they expected to do the assessment. But they are working, and I asked them about when they will be done. I haven't got a response from all of them, but the ones I have, they said that they will try to do it by the end of the day. So hopefully by the end of today, you should have the assessment, I hope, most of you. But if you have questions, if it seems strange things seem to happen, so some have gotten a pass on it, but it doesn't show up. It shows up in kind of yellow. So if you have some questions or concerns after or during this, just send me an email or drop by my office, and we'll see if you can sort out what the deal is. So quite a few of you will have five assignments approved then and don't have to do the sixth one. I think it's still a good idea to do the sixth one. It's smaller than, at least very much smaller than the first one. I think it's smaller than assignment five as well. But it gives you a bit of practice on the schema, and that's the way to learn schema is to practice. Assignment six, just to remind you that there won't be a resubmission option, so that's one shot. So if you are in doubt, ask the TAs, ask me to look at your schema, what you've done before you submit. If you really depend on it and you are unsure about the quality of your response, try. But then I won't necessarily read it 10 o'clock Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. So you may, if you want feedback, you may need to send it a bit earlier than that. Next week, we have program for one day, and then we have a wrap-up for another day. And for the wrap-up, I keep it a bit open what we'll do. We could either go back and cover either more examples or talk about some of the parts that you find more difficult to understand, or we could do one or two, probably just one maybe, of the recent exams, go through and look at the questions, look at what the good answers could contain. So I would like you to give me to discuss and give me some feedback on what you want to do. So on Thursday, I'll ask again, and hopefully we have some input to what we're going to do next week to for that wrap-up and double hour session. Sounds good? Yeah. So this is what we'll cover today. How many of you are from information security? Yeah, because I think that I got an email saying that most information security students will be worrying about their project. They have a big project and has a deadline tomorrow, so I'm not going to be there. But okay, so at least a couple of you could help me on this because it's we're going to cover some general information security issues, and we will talk specifically about in the database and in the kind of architecture we were doing. What are the issues? So, but we'll start in general. You have probably seen quite a few news stories lately about missing credit card information. I mean, hackers been able to enter into databases, pull out information, and spread it all around the world. So, Ticketmaster had a number of customer information, customer information for a number of customers being stolen, and they found that it was not the service provider, it's some of the vendors, some of the technologies they use. So now we use MySQL, we use PHP, we use libraries here and libraries there, and rely on just not the quality of our own code, but also on the quality of all the components we bring in. Which means that the more components we use and bring in, the more risk we're running. Question? The slides don't show. Okay. Let's take a short detour then. Let's see. I may have... Let's just try this once more.